Hey, welcome back to Project Independence in You, WCWP.org 88.1. I am your host, Rebecca Miller, and our co-host is Otto Loos. And right now, we're starting Talk of the Town with the one and only Christina Liu. Hi, Chris.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. I was very captivated by today's show.
I thought it was great. I just really informative, and there's so much out there for seniors and residents of the town just by calling 311. But Christina, you are the radio producer of this fabulous Project Independence radio show for 5 years. You get all the guests, you do all the work. And I was thinking about you on the way here, and you really are also the producer of Project Independence. Since starting,
I like that.
You know, you were an intern, you became a social worker, you were here during the expansion of Project Independence, and we won't tell anybody that Otto just came in late, but okay. Oh, hi, Otto. We're live.
No, you know what the problem is? The couch is so bumpy. I couldn't really take a good nap.
Okay, well, we're all here and conscious now.
I'm not going to tell you what really happened.
Not yet. Wait till break. I was just saying to Christina, Otto, that, you know, in addition to being the producer of this radio show and doing all the work and pulling all the guests together and doing the research and not just bringing any guest in, but people who have a real significant role in the lives of our residents, our senior residents, she's the producer of Project Independence. What do you think of that?
I think it's amazing, and she's got a future here.
I think she does.
Well, I think we'll keep. I know it's going to turn into all that.
Well, I just want you to know that I know what you put into this radio show, this weekly radio show, to go as smoothly as it goes every week with incredible guests. So informative, and I also know what you put into the Department of Services for the Aging in every day. For all the programs and, you know, the assistance that you put in, the supervision you put in, you are really amazing.
Oh, thanks.
So I just wanted to say that.
We're friends. You don't need to butter.
Did I up my birthday present?
No, she's really dear. The timing is very interesting about this.
Yeah. Okay. We won't talk about that.
No. Well, and, you know, really, you know, just on a serious note, Project Independence, I mean, you know, the people that work for the Department of Services for Aging, all the way to our subcontracted social workers and nurses and all of our partners, really are just so invested in the program.
So and dedicated.
It's just, and that's what I think, you know, makes it special in itself. And that's what, you know, Otto has said it before. You know, a lot of people who are really involved with our program see the dedication and, you know, how people just really want it to do well and are proud to be a part of this program, which I think really at its core makes this program successful, because it's not just, oh, we just come to work and, you know, hope the, you know, stuff works out. It's we're always trying to look at things and make sure everything's working and residents are happy. And it's just
See, I beg to differ with you. You said you just come to work. I don't.
No, we don't just come to work.
No,
yes.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
That's the key thing. You don't just come to work.
Yeah, that's right. That's
you
the difference.
You are engaged
of
in what you're doing.
Absolutely.
And you really want it to work. And it comes across with all the people who get involved with Project Independence.
Right. You know what? What did we get? 28,000 SRs last year?
Yes, in 2016.
So 2016, we had just about close to 30,000 SRs.
Right,
that's
which was for
it
was
service requests.
Right.
That's an action. That's a phone. That's a call or someone putting into our, you know, our program to the call center.
And that doesn't even include all the, you know, that's just the initial.
Right.
Action.
That's
right.
The
it doesn't
call.
Even show you all the other services that come.
That's
out
the
of it.
Initial contact that comes to Project Independence. That every single SR requires some response from Project Independence, whether it's, you know, a simple kind of more taxi service where it's just, you know, getting just being routed to the taxi company, or it's a significant need for an isolated senior or a family member who's concerned, or, you know, to you know, fitness class signups. But every single call. So we are a busy We are a busy department with a lot of, you know, connection to the community and programs that go on.
Well, every one of those calls is really to help somebody have a better quality of life. Mm-hmm. And that's a great thing.
So they can age in place, Otto.
Yeah, that's a good
thing.
We're
very serious about our mission. But, you know, to the service, I mean, what it's just astonishing the fact that our calls, Project Independence, it was like 41% of all the calls townwide. Which is, if you think about that, there's a lot of, I mean, listen, all
our
the departments
department.
Are great. In
of course. And you know, don't require the same kinds of
But
SRs,
what is but amazing,
the volume,
though, is that
right.
We are not a large department by any means. And the fact that, and we have to laugh because we go to these things and we talk about, you know, the numbers at these meetings. And we all take it very serious because we feel like we're being graded, I think, at the end of the day. And we all want to be A students. But, you know, what also, you know, as much as like the number of calls is an amazing number, what I think is so great is the response time. You know, I love to look at that category about how fast, you know, and it's literally, I mean, they're like, we can't even, there's like nothing we can tell you to do because things are, you know, responded to, you know, on our end and then it's passed to the social workers or nurses who respond extremely, you know, so it's, and they're part time.
Every
you know,
call
which is,
takes, every call that she's talking about, response time, tracking, you know, is one call.
Yeah.
So every call has to follow that same protocol.
Right.
Some SRs, like you're saying, how important 311 is. So every call is just that important. It's given a time allotment, how long before it's closed. Some are closed automatically. Others stay mm-hmm. open for days. But there's a timer. And people are notified if
yeah.
a 311 response is not, you know, responded to in a timely order. So it's really, you know,
no, it's an efficient and, you know, yeah. it's an amazing system. You know, and there's times that I've had to call back, you know, a resident and they'll be like, oh my God, like I just called in, you know, and it's like, hello, you know, it's like, so it's like, that's what I think also, you know, on top of this amount of calls that come in is, you know, the response back that you get.
Well, like we said on an earlier segment, a lot of people take that 311 for granted. But it's really a mm-hmm. Amazing the fact that you can call a government operation, call 311, and get a response without having to be bounced all over the place and listen to some music in between and maybe eventually get so frustrated mm-hmm. and keep being told, have you gone to the website to try to fix this problem?
Right.
Or have you gone here or gone there, whatever. Anything to kind of throw you off the track so that you don't wait for a fix to whatever it is you're calling
right.
about.
So what we love is what you were kind of talking about is, oh, I'll just call 311. Make it a simple thing. I know in my town, which I guess will remain nameless, like, I know I have to, I mean, I've got great beaches near where I live, but I have to call the town and find out where I can get my permit.
Right.
I kind of dread it because I'm like, where am I going to? But like if I were in North Hempstead mm-hmm. calling 311,
so
they'd say, okay, this is what you do and this is when you do
it. No, because it's really, and that's a wonderful point because I also do not live in the town, you know, and so I'll have to go on the way and I'm trying to search, okay, where do I call to find out, you know, if we have recycling, you know, today. Or if we don't, you know, so it's you have to do a lot of heavy searching and researching to find, you know,
right.
what venue to call. So
and frankly, for a lot of seniors, they may give up on that.
Yeah,
they may
absolutely.
Decide not to do that.
Right. But real importantly, just so we always have to mention with 311 is you can always call directly 869-6311 because a lot of people it doesn't 311 won't work on your cell
yeah.
phone. And in fact, if you're kind of closer to the city, you might get the city 311. So if you're calling from your home landline, you can call 311 if you live with it in North Hempstead. But any other type of phone, you have to call 869-6311. Of course, 516 if you're outside, and you'll get right through to 311, just like if you call 311 from your home. So it's important that people know that, too.
Absolutely. And just, you know, a little quick segue, you know, is being producer of this radio program and the support that we get here at LIU Post in itself. I mean, it's really, it's pretty much what you hear is really what's going on. You know, how many people here, plus Dan and Janine and, you know, our wonderful engineer.
And
we're
Sam.
A small little family. So they, you know, we have wonderful support from obviously LIU Post, but we are a public station here, and you know, any support really
absolutely
helps, you know, because that's what keeps this amazing program going with the little amount of people that make this really seamless. I mean, the amount of radio programming they have to do is just is absolutely amazing. So if you are listening out there and you want to show support, you know, you could obviously call in to 516-299-2683. They will answer that from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And you can call for that information. So
okay, and that's to show a little support
for WCWP.org,
and it would be greatly appreciated because it's a great station and it supports a lot of Long Island communities and programs. And
absolutely,
it would be a really great thing to help them out.
Absolutely. So please, if you're listening,
right,
any support helps.
All and right. Students who go to this school get the opportunity to work on a live radio show.
And if they're lucky, they get to come to ours, which is,
like,
you know, we have
like
treats.
Sam.
Yes.
Like Sam right now.
Sam likes when it's a holiday over here because there's always some kind of little goodies floating around our show. Listen, I'm sure the other shows are great too, but yeah. You know, we do know how to party on this show.
Oh, yeah, and she's very excited about next week's guests too. Not that she did not enjoy this week's, yes. But we have... what's happening next week?
Next week we have on Eli Moskowitz.
Ellie,
who is someone that you know, Rebecca, who actually is really interesting and I'm looking forward to because he is an optometrist, but also in a cover band for the Rolling Stones.
Right.
So
and
it's
he
quite
actually,
the dual roles.
And he practiced in Port Washington for many years. We'll hear all about that next week. And now he's in Albertson. So he's a North Hempstead, you know, eye doctor. So
yeah,
I think David Linden's co-hosting.
Yes, David Linden.
And
we also
knows him as well.
And we have Martha Cohen coming on, who is the facilitator of one of our fabulous groups that we offer through Project Independence called World in Motion. So it's kind of an interesting active people segment that is going on next week.
A lot of good stuff going on in North Hempstead, no
absolutely.
Doubt.
And something else I really want to mention is a great program that North Hempstead's doing is the this documentary about people who are involved in the civil rights movement, which I think is going to be absolutely fabulous. So they're doing interviews through the North Hempstead TV station.
Right.
So if you are, you know, live in the town or even if you're in a nearby community, they're looking for you to come and share your story. Or if you know someone that we can get in contact with, please call 311 or 869-6311 because I think that's it's going to be an amazing, amazing
program. Yeah, it's
program.
A really
Do you have any feel for
program.
When they might have something finished?
No, they have, you know, they literally, it just started. So I'm sure they're going to try and get as many stories documented as possossible with that. So please call. And of course, we'll keep you updated on all
right.
that stuff. So if anyone out there, you know someone or is someone that was involved in this civil rights movement, please call 311. And
that's
another crowd pleaser is always the STOP program.
Yes.
Especially through Project Independence, you know, with every, they're asking, one of these dates, because it's a great, great program. It's going to be on Saturday, April 8th and Sunday, April 9th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the North Hempstead Beach parking lot. And something that's important to note, though, at this event that is different this year is that the police department will no longer be accepting pharmaceuticals at these events. But what they are doing now is 24/7. You can go to your local precinct and drop off any of your medications.
Right. Do you have to call first?
You do not need to call. There should be like a little bin.
A bin for it. Okay.
Yeah. But if you can call 311, though, and we can give you a whole list. The police department gave us a whole bunch of pamphlets. And
yeah,
all
we
the
have
locations.
A whole bunch. I still have some in my trunk.
You actually
Beck can deliver it to you.
To go to the police department?
Yes.
I did not know that.
Yeah, that's a new thing this year because, you know, for different, for some, you know, unfortunately, we wish they could be stationed all the STOP programs, but the police, they weren't able to do that anymore.
Maybe I'll run out to my car during the break and grab one and we could kind of give the location.
Perfect. There you go. See, Beck's, she's really taking her hosting very seriously. She has driving around with these in the trunk. But at these programs, I mean, they're so wonderful, the STOP programs, because you could bring, you know, your documents that you need to shred, and it's a perfect spring cleaning thing. You can clean out your garage. You know, there's such a whole list of things that they accept. And a bunch of these events also have the Big Brothers Big Sisters van that takes I mean, clothes and furniture.
Right.
I mean, it's
so
insane the amount of stuff. And it's really a smooth process because it's like a little assembly line.
Right.
So you kind of go to
go.
Where you want to go. So it's a good reason. There's no reason not to clean out your stuff and get rid of it all in one day. So.
You know, in line with that, there's a thing, the Office of Sustainability. We happened to actually look at a list the other day that was online, which I don't have in front of me, so I'm not going to recite it, of what actually is recyclable and what is not.
That's a great. I want to read through that
segment. Plastic and stuff that goes into recycling
that you assume
that doesn't belong there.
We've had someone from that office through the town on our radio program before, and I want to get her back on here because it's so. You know, I remember sitting here because there's different numbers that are, you know, this might be recyclable 1, 2, 3, you know, and then if there's a little triangle on it, you know, it's recyclable.
Right.
So that's like
but
a little fun fact.
But not necessarily because there's different numbers within
Yes, yeah. Well, it shows you the different thing. But if there's a triangle, you can get rid of it for North
We'll
Hampshire.
Talk a little bit more about this because we're about to take a quick break and then we'll be back for our final segment. I can't believe it. All right. We'll be back in a few minutes.